don't want to end the game of leaving it up to the refs. That's what I did. So, you know, defense. Dallas defense played well enough to win. Their offense played well enough in special teams. So hats off to them, too.
Is that just one of those deals, Rashad, where you run the route to the sticks, but then maybe you come back to the ball a little bit, and that's where maybe you got a little bit behind it?
Yeah, I'm not a person that puts out excuses. I didn't make the play.
It seemed like you guys did a pretty good job, and the running backs are part of it, protecting Eli early in the game, but it seemed like the Cowboys got home a little bit there in the second half. Were there just some mental breakdowns of protection with the physical stuff?
You know, we had to look at the tape. They played a good job doing a couple stunts and putting pressure on Eli. You know, and that's something that we just got to be able to shut it down. We didn't do it well enough to keep Eli upright in order to make the big plays we needed. So that's just something, you know, it's not a way to win games.
You've been in the league a long time. You ever seen a catch like that by Odell Beckham Jr.?
Man, I'm telling you. I've been telling everybody. I said that kid's going to be really special. I said that in OTAs. And so it doesn't surprise me, but that is the best catch I've ever seen on the field. I was on the sideline. I looked, thought we was playing a video game. That was a great catch. And that's the kind of player he is. And, you know, that's the kind of quarterback we had to get the ball to him when we protect him. So, obviously, it's things we did well, but it's always been overshadowed of what we're not doing so well. So, no more victories. Goes back to the drawing board. And I continue to get better. There's a lot of pride in this room. There's a lot of people who want to prove something.
When you have a wide receiver like that can make those type of plays and garner that type of attention, potentially, how much can that help you guys get a consistent running game going up front?
Everything is complementary football. Run game helps pass game helps the run game. So we have an outstanding receiver that you got to respect. You got outstanding tight ends you got to respect. You know, it opens up holes. If you're able to protect the quarterback, then it just puts defenses on their heels that much more. So, you know, we got a great team. It's just a matter of putting it all together at the same time.
Just by the sound of your voice, it seems like it's pretty frustrating that you guys, every week there seems to be like one or two things you can't put together to get over the hump for the win.
It is frustrating. It's frustrating because I know how good this team is. I know the talent on this team. It's going to year six, and this is one of the most talented teams I've been on. And the fact that we're not getting the results that we're capable of. Obviously, we're not deserving of them because we're not fighting hard enough. Something we got to figure out. You know, we're not a team of excuses. So it's just frustrating knowing all the talent we got and we're not capitalizing. So we're gonna get that right.
You've always prided. You just keep like pride yourself. Thomas said, you guys, that you're a very resilient team.
I missed the beginning.
I said Thomas said it over time. Let's talk about in the past a very resilient team. How tough is it now to be resilient at this point? I mean, the way things are going.
That part's not tough at all because that's who we are. I say it all the time. This job is not an obligation. Nobody's forcing us to do this. We do it because we want to. We do it because we love it. So you don't have to beg anybody to come to work and want to be great every day. So, of course, we're going to be resilient. Of course, we're going to continue to be tough. Amen. Show up to work the next day, check the film, and critique ourselves and continue to get better. That's all we're going to do. It's the NFL.